Now, you might have heard over the years that light to moderate alcohol consumption might offer some kind of health benefits in the long run. But a new review of research finds that probably isn't true. The review published in the JAMA Network Open looked at 107 studies of alcohol consumption and concluded that low-volume drinking did not reduce people's risk of death. And in general, it looks like it's good for our health to cut back on our drinking, whatever our starting point might be. A Wisconsin public health expert joins us now to help us make sense of the research, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about the latest research on health and alcohol consumption? At some point in your life, did you drink a little more because you heard out there that it was good for you? Have you cut back on alcohol use at some point for health reasons? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Dr. Patrick Remington is a professor emeritus in the Department of Population Health Sciences at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. He's also director of the UW-Madison Preventive Medicine Residency Program. Dr. Remington, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be back, Steve. Thanks. Rob, sorry.
That's okay. Dr. Remington, did I sum up that analysis? Okay, we heard on and off, I think, feel like a lot back in the 90s, that, hey, it's actually healthful. It's beneficial to drink a little alcohol. Seems like this report says no.
Yeah, you summed it up perfectly. It's a large study of studies, as you pointed out. They combined many of these observational research studies, and by combining all the results, they can come up with a summary of all the sort of the best of the research studies that are out there. And what they found was no evidence that light or moderate drinking provides a health benefit. It wasn't harmful. It was about the same as not drinking at all. And it also points out that this kind of research is very complicated.
Right.
It's not an experiment where you randomly test one medicine against a placebo. It requires looking at large populations, asking surveys, questions on surveys, following people over a long period of time, and then in a most complicated way, controlling for these things we call confounders or bias to make sure that we're not, when we say that light drinking is good for you, it's not something else like exercising or a good oral hygiene or other things that light to moderate drinkers do.
One of the tricky things, it gets a bit complicated, but I think it's really important to understanding this compared to what we might have heard in the past. Some past studies looked at, okay, people who report zero drinking versus people who report light drinking, and it seemed like for some of those people with zero drinking, their health outcomes were worse. But what this new study factors in was, well, why aren't those people drinking? In some of the cases, it might have been because they had a serious health problem that led them not to drink, or they'd had a history of heavy alcohol consumption that led them not to drink. Is that one of those key confounding factors that might have led to some confusion in the past?
Yes, it is. We actually call that a source of bias. It's a relationship between the drinking pattern and some outcome like length of life or all-cause death rates. And so, yes, some people who report not drinking at all never drank in the first place, and we'd call them lifetime abstainers. But there are people who maybe drank in excess and decided to cut back or quit. And those people, the fact that they're not drinking is associated with some other health issue, like having been a heavier drinker. So this research looked at those people, looked at lifetime history, and said anybody who was a heavier drinker and cut back, we're just not going to include them in this comparison group of non-drinkers. We're going to try to really look at people who were non-drinking from the beginning and they abstained from alcohol. That's a better control or comparison group, reference group, than people who have cut back for some reason.
I want to start talking about, you know, what we can take away from all of this in our daily lives. And it seems like one key finding here is if somebody out there doesn't drink at all, and maybe it heard, again, suggestions that it might be helpful to drink, there's no health reason to go from zero to some drinking, right? There's no health benefit if I don't drink and I start drinking.
Well, yes and no. For the study, they looked at all-cause mortality. Mm-hmm. And so if you're looking to live a longer life, you certainly wouldn't go from a non-drinker to a light or moderate drinker. But if you're looking at other benefits of drinking, be it social aspects, being it's something that gives you pleasure, it may be associated with getting together with groups of people. There may be an economic benefit if you're in the restaurant or entertainment business. So, and with economic benefit, you have a job and you have income and you can be healthy. So the outcome that was studied in this research was all-cause mortality. But light drinking and moderate drinking may have other sort of social or economic benefits that weren't considered in this study.
We're talking about the latest research on the health impacts of drinking at low to moderate levels. A new analysis of the latest research says we don't live longer lives. We don't get that extended life benefit from light drinking, contrary to some past statements you may have heard. Dr. Patrick Remington stays with us, Professor Emeritus in the Department of Population Health Sciences at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have for our guest about this research we're talking about the connection between alcohol and health? Do you think about the health impacts from deciding how often, how much to drink? How big a factor is it for you? Have you made a conscious decision to cut back completely or a little bit? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up the conversation about new research on the health effects of drinking alcohol. A big review of the latest research. Main finding, no extended life benefits from taking up light drinking. Dr. Patrick Remington is with us, UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health, and he's with the Department of Population Health Sciences. You can join in if you have a question. If you're confused by research you've seen over the years, I promise you're not alone. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Dr. Remington, let's talk now about people at moderate drinking levels. First of all, when we say moderate as opposed to light drinking, can you give us a general quantity sense? What do we mean by that?
It's a very approximate measure. And again, this is self-reported. Mm-hmm. So people in surveys underreport drinking drinks that they drink. But in general, light drinking is considered to be about a drink a day. Moderate drinking is considered to be two drinks a day, and heavier drinking would be considered to be more than two drinks a day. And that's, again, very, very rough. Women, it turns out, at that level of drinking have worse health outcomes than men. So those levels are a little bit different for women. But in general, light drinking is, you know, approximately one drink per day.
This is a pretty common level of drinking, I would think, here in Wisconsin. Dr. Remington, looking at this research we're talking about and other research you've seen, what are your thoughts for somebody who says, yeah, I'm in that two drink a day-ish level on average?
Well, there's good evidence that more than two drinks a day, and again, let's emphasize that that's what you're actually drinking, maybe not what you report on on a survey. The major finding, I should say the headline-grabbing finding on this study was that light to moderate drinking is not good for you. There's no health benefits in this research. But there was an important finding, which is heavier drinking, more than two drinks a day, is associated with 30 to 60% increase in risk of dying of any cause. And so those increased risks from heavier drinking, although it didn't grab the headlines, that's still there. So if there's one take-home message from this study, is although light to moderate drinking doesn't appear to be healthier for you regarding all-cause mortality, heavier drinking in this study was shown again to be not good for your health and increasing the risk of premature death.
So that's the state where if people are drinking in that 3+ range per day, we would see definite health, I would imagine, health benefits if they started dialing that back?
Oh, yes, no question. And there is evidence that moderate drinkers, maybe people who are now up to a couple of drinks a day regularly, you are at risk of continuing to increase the amount you drink. So there's good evidence that cutting back to light or moderate drinking from heavier drinking leads to health benefits. There's good evidence that physicians who have a conversation with patients and ask about drinking habits can see some moderation. And again, it's the adage, all things in moderation. There's no evidence from this research that light to moderate drinking is harmful for you. Now, again, that comes with some caveats. You don't want to drink and drive. Some people who may have a history of alcohol or substance abuse in their family may want to avoid alcohol. So everybody has to make this decision individually. But I think, again, as you said in the opening, if you're drinking 1 to 2 drinks because it's good for you, it doesn't necessarily increase the length of your life. There's no evidence in this large, well-designed study of a life extending benefit.
Now, when it comes to how we actually drink in public and our kind of drinking culture in a place like Wisconsin, do you look at these levels they set and the health findings we get from a report like this and get a sense that maybe in general we need to recalibrate our thoughts on what is daily heavy drinking?
Well, absolutely. As a researcher, I've looked at patterns of drinking, and particularly being here in Madison with a college campus, you do see different patterns. For example, binge drinking is well known as a riskier pattern than having, for example, maybe 1 to 2 drinks a day regularly, and because that comes with risks of alcohol intoxication or injuries related to falls or motor vehicle crashes. So I think the good news is that light to moderate drinking, which is definitely part of the Wisconsin culture, doesn't seem to be bad for you. But you have to be careful that there aren't specific risks associated with you individually. And again, that's for every person to consider and to decide their level of drinking. But I think most people don't make the decision to drink based on extending their life. Mm-hmm. I think it's based deeply embedded in our culture and more related to our, interest in social activities and entertainment.
As we wrap up, Dr. Remington, we've been focusing on alcohol kind of in isolation, but you and I have talked a lot over the years about diseases of despair or deaths of despair. When we start to look at alcohol and depression or alcohol and other substance use, things like that, how do we start to tackle a problem that is alcohol plus something else that might put us in harm's way?
Well, there's no question that using alcohol as a treatment, as a therapeutic for problems related to mental health or depression is not good. And again, that's for individuals perhaps to have a conversation with your physician. If you feel that your use of alcohol is related to depression or not feeling well, and it's really your therapy for dealing with other things in your life, then there's clear evidence that pattern of drinking will lead to more harms down the road. But I think the best advice is if they donate to Wisconsin Public Radio and get a tumbler, that they want to only have maybe one or maybe two drinks every day, and then the rest will benefit the public radio.
Dr. Remington, thanks. Always good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you, Rob. Thanks.
That's Dr. Patrick Remington, Professor Emeritus in the Department of Population Health Sciences at UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. We talked to him about the health impact of low and moderate level alcohol consumption.